Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America.
It's Thursday in Columbus, Ohio, here on the Music of America podcast. And it used to be like Thursdays was jazz, and this week it's really cool. We're going to have some funk and some groove and just some blues and some soul and everything that you can imagine with the name The Groove Keepers. Stefan from Groove Keepers is our guest today, and he'll be with us in just a moment to talk about his band and about The Groove Keepers. And hey, bass players, listen up. The Bag is a high-quality leather gig bag family of products that are handmade in the United States with the finest craftsmanship and a beautiful, sophisticated, very cool overall appearance. They're made of some of the finest leather available and cushion available as well. They're meant to last literally a lifetime. They've got over 30 years in the leather industry, and extremely proud to introduce this whole line of gig bags targeted not just to the skilled professional, but also the fun-seeking novice as well. Their hope is that you're going to love The Bag as much as they do. The Bag from Tony Vaughn Bass Bags, TonyVaughn.com. That's Tony Vaughn up in Boston. If you're a big bass enthusiast, you'll know who he is. Tony Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, www.TonyVaughn.com. Or wherever you buy gear. If you go to Musician's Friend or Guitar Center or wherever, just go to The Bag, type in The Bag in your search engine, and they will kick out all this whole family of gig bags. It's really cool. The Bag, www.TonyVaughn.com. Stefan from The Groove Keepers, our guest here today on the Music of America podcast. Welcome, my friend. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic, man. It's a pleasure and an honor to sit down and talk to you, man. First time seeing you, and hey, man, it's a pleasure.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you. He's like, wait, what? So tell me about The Groove Keepers, man. I just what I've listened to, you got a cover that I'm blown away at how you do this cover. It's really cool. There's a band I followed a lot in Vermont called the Dave Grippo Funk Band, and you guys have that same feel to you. You know, I really dig it, and it's got like a kind of like an Earth, Wind and Fire meets Parliament vibe to it.
Yeah,
is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. It is. Here in Ohio, man, Ohio was kind of founded on funk, man. All of the great bands, funk bands, well, Parliament.
Yeah. Parliament, Ohio Players.
Heat Wave, Midnight Star, Boosie, yeah. The Isley Brothers. I mean.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Tinkers, man, Chrissy Hine, man. I mean, we have here's where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is at, right?
Sure. Well, yeah, I always tell people they had to put it someplace, and my basement was busy,
and it's right on the lake, man. So right, they couldn't push it out any further.
and this is what bothers me, because when I drive to Vermont from St. Louis, I go right through Columbus, right? Is it Columbus or Cleveland? It's in Cleveland, right?
Columbus.
What is it in Columbus?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, but yeah, we live in Columbus.
You're in Columbus. So every time I try to think about stopping there, I'm usually hauling something in the back of my car. I got a U-Haul or something, and people are like, "Nah, you don't want to park it down there," And then I stay in a hotel that's 30 miles away, and it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to Uber in just to see it. I'm like, "The heck with it,"
It is, man. I know what you mean. I mean, I go there all the time, and it is still that. Cleveland is just a urban area. I mean, you've heard that story when they call it the mistake on the lake, man. You know,
what yeah, I mean? I have not heard that. I love that. It's funny.
I'm still trying to live that down, man.
So tell me your role with The Groove Keepers, man. You're the front man. You're the vocalist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called Caldwell Galladay and The Groove Keepers, because my full name is Stefan Caldwell Galladay. So I formed this band with a bass player from Dayton, Ohio, which is a great bass player, and then a guitar player from Columbus, a keyboard player from Baltimore via West Virginia, and a drummer from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And man. came together, I always just wanted to, because I love funk. Uh-huh. And I love good music, and that's what we do. We do funk, You know, stuff like I said, like Parliament Funkadelic, man, and then we do Heat Wave, and we do Lakeside, which is another Ohio band that's very, very well known, man. And we came together. I formed the band as the front man and brought the guys together. It's a 5-piece band: me, the front man, and guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, and I started to pick the songs that I thought people would want to hear, or at least songs that I found moving, you know, found to get you up and dancing, because we are a dance band. Yeah, well, we've been together now for like about going on 3 years. When we play all around, we've played Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton, kind of in the tri-state area, three major cities here. Cincinnati is right outside of Dayton, so that's close, yeah. And we do some originals. So we mix funk, rock, blues, and originals. I'm the primary songwriter. I play guitar, and front sing. And I came up with the name The Groove Keepers because I was thinking of just something to make us just comfortable to people, to where, I mean, hey, keep the groove, man. If
But
you're
even the
playing
title, man,
funk, if you're
the
playing the
title.
rock, it's the groove, man, that matters. It's the groove that matters. I mean, yeah, we do some Eagle stuff, man, covers, and like you've heard the Time in the Bottle, man, which is a classic. I grew up in Warren, Ohio, and my father was a radio disc jockey.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah. He was the first person of his kind that started working at a radio station. So he would take me and my brothers to the radio station, and we would just sit around and listen as he just played music. And it one of the it was an AM station, so of course they play everything. You know what I mean? Play everything. So I didn't have to necessarily choose what genre I liked. So yeah. And
But why did you gravitate more toward funk than pop, or like at that era, you're about my age, I'm guessing you're, in your 60s, 50s,
yes,
something like
yes,
that. And
I am. Yep.
so what did you gravitate more toward, like the Motown sound, the Diana Ross, the Quince, with that was Quincy and Pops was putting out, it's more of a pop flavor instead of an energy jive, an energy vibe that the funk music was putting out, What was it, just the moving around? Is that what got
No,
you?
well, it was the melodies and the fact that it was, to me, it always sounds inclusive to where, hey, if you can move, or if you want to pat your foot, snap your finger, bob your head, it was always inclusive to it. It never pushed me out to where I would think that I would have to just be in this certain genre. And then funk, of George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, of course, Heat Wave, Ohio Players, Midnight Star, those bands, even the Pretenders and Devo, all of those stuff. We had a just like a confluence of all different kinds of music that was coming through during that time. And I've never set myself into just wanting to hear just this type of music. Yeah,
But when you get to a certain type though, and like you've been doing this a few years now, so now you're
yes.
starting to get a signature. People are starting to know when we go see the Groove Keepers, we're gonna get this, we're gonna get this.
Right.
And now you can't really get up and do Always and Forever without doing it with a little more of your own style to it.
Exactly. And that, yes, and that's what I've done, is that's what gives us the Groove Keeper style, is that we do the songs that are they're familiar with you. But of course, man, like you said, Always and Forever, man, I would never try to get up and sing Always and Forever.
I love it when somebody tries to sing a Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Fires Win a Fire, yes,
When he
man.
does that at the end, when he does, I'm done. I'm done. I can't even come an octave deep in
Yes, man. No. Right.
falsetto.
So, but having that soulful mix, and I understand what your question is that I've been able to synthesize it into a fact of that. Yeah, I mean, the song is familiar, but I can sing it, and we can play it this certain way, to where, because I don't want to have to play the song exactly like it is. Like, for instance,
Right, right.
we do Kiss by Prince. There's no way I'm trying to do that like that. But a good song has that feel to it. And as long as I'm in the groove with it as a groove keeper, then it'll come out just like it is. Like, for instance, a song we do that is a big one, as far as covers. Like, we do the Eagles, I Can't Tell You Why. Remember that? Remember?
Beautiful song.
A
Beautiful song.
beautiful song, man. Now, I can't sing it just like them, but the way that the groove keepers do it, we roll with it, and when we jam it, and I mean, now there's intricate parts that you have to have, like that guitar solo has to be there, or the
But
melody.
the bass line is just it.
Oh, yes, man, yes, man. And he's not even hardly playing anything, man. Staying in the
Try and play
pocket.
that song without that bass. Try and play that song without that bass, man. It's
No,
just
but yeah, man. And so, noticing that, I've just been able to, because of all the different genres that I've pulled in with this, and the groove keepers are Larry bass, Sean guitar, C note keyboards, Marlon Jackson on drums, and they have allowed me to present this type of music to them that they can feel and play it, understanding that there is an underlining thing. Like, you got to have the melody, you got to have the drive, the push that goes with it, man. So yeah,
You
they
must so you must be reading my mind, man, because I was gonna ask you if you want to introduce the band, and I wanted to ask you if you introduce a song and then they get to make it their own somehow, is that how you do it? And without me even asking that question, you introduce the band and you tell them you present the song and they get to make it their own, you know.
Yes,
So
that's the
that's
thing. Because us calling it the groove keepers, because we just want to keep the groove. I mean, we'll do melodies like we do the Sugar Hill Gang, the hip to the hop, the hip hop, and then break it into Another One Bites the Dust. Because remember that bass. Yeah, yeah, man, and then slide it into Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Oh,
Same thing, dude.
wow.
And then go into Good Times by the Chic,
The
the
Chic,
original band who did it, man.
yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, I play that song for 30 minutes, man.
Hey man, you got people moving and it's working. Why would you not? You know?
Exactly. Just keep it going, man.
Yeah,
And
I can
then
see it. I can see it, man. I feel the energy. Like you got it going. You just look over at C note or something. You're like, yeah, let's keep going. Let's keep
yeah,
going.
let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. And then moving it to another thing, because with the funk thing, like the Gap Band is another band that we sell. We do, Drop the Bomb on Me, Burn Rubber on Me, some of their songs, man. Yeah, just to keep it going.
That's
And
cool, man, because it's not just in our era of music. It's more contemporary as well. You bring the fresh as well as the nostalgia. I like
right,
that.
yes, exactly. Because people do notice it, man. They do.
So I'm so anxious to share this first song, man, because this song was a song from my era, and I'm trying to think. Time in the Bottle, I think, was the theme of my senior prom.
Really?
I think so. Not that I'm old or anything. But it's really cool what y'all have done with this. This is not Jim Croce's Time in the Bottle. This is
Right.
what and the way you said it's so cool. You find the groove and then you keep the groove.
Yes.
And
Yeah. And
it's
funny you mentioning that about that comes back from with my father playing all of that different music, because that Jim 70s, man, and of course, man, he was gone too soon.
Way
But
too
man,
soon,
that song always stuck with me, and hearing it there and then finally getting a chance to just create it. I mean, and that's one of the you feel the heartfelt meaning behind that song, man.
and the
Just
timbre and the flow, the rhythm of it,
yeah.
the structure of how the rhythm goes, it's all perfect. It's like one of the
It is,
perfect
man.
songs.
That's a beautiful song, man. Time in a Bottle. And I'm not gonna say I'm tearing up because I'm a man. I'm not sorry, I'm not.
It's okay. It's okay. This is radio or audio only.
But yes.
So, Stefan, our guest here, Stefan from the Groove Keepers, our guest here today on the Music America podcast. And their first song we'll hear is a cover of Time in a Bottle. That's Time in the Bottle with Groove Keepers and our guest, Stefan. I wrote it down and I don't have my glasses on, so I'm going to try and read it. It says Stefan Caldwell Galloway.
Caldwell Galladay.
Oh, man. I should not try and do this on my glasses. This is not a man. Right. This is not a kid's sport. Right. So Caldwell?
Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Yeah, then hyphen Galladay, just like holiday, except with a G.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I wrote it in big bold letters. That time I won't really mess it up. So next song we're going to listen to, and I made a joke about it, but I just love the title, Shank Ho. So I got a picture of these pirates that are, but they're not in a ship, right? They're in like an old Lincoln convertible. And somebody's kind of leaning out off the side. He goes, instead of land ho, he goes, Shank Ho.
Hey, wait, let me see. Because it's Skank Ho.
That's what I was thinking. Is it Skank or is it? Because I've got written, I might have typed that out wrong. Is it Skank or Shank?
It's Skank.
It is Skank. Okay. Well, that's why, but maybe that's why I thought I probably just typed it, but Skank Ho.
Because skank is a word that means dance. It's a reggae word too. When you skank, you know, you skank. Okay. Yeah. Or even if you've listened to reggae, when they do that chink, chink, that's the skank.
Right? Oh, okay. So yep beats the skank. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this song, I introduced it in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's talking about, you know, you go out to at a club tonight, and then and there she was over there, and yeah, she's fired as hell, man.
So it's a different way of saying dancing queen.
Yeah. I like that.
That's funny. See, skank has a whole different meaning where I grew up, and skank is not a very pleasant word. So skank ho.
Skank ho.
And she turned around and says, what? You know, that would be bad. Yeah, but this is a dancing woman. This is a dancing woman.
Yes. Fine. Yeah, it is. It's a grinder, man. Yeah. And, you know, just to pull it in, because then there's my rock influence. There's my funk influence, because George Clinton, he played stuff like that. You listen to stuff, you know, they got stuff that is on that side, and I got it on that side too. And it's a really good dance song. I mean, it's offensive, but hey, as musicians, aren't we supposed to push the buttons, man?
Push the envelope, man. You push as far as you can.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I just watched again. I've watched it for, I think, three times now. I watched it again last week, straight out of Compton, just because that's what it's about, man. It's about when they're in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. And they told him, don't you sing that song.
And he looks back. He looks at Dre. He says, we go do it. And then he doesn't have to. He has the audience say it. And then the audience says, so they're really not in trouble yet. And then he grabs the mic and he says, F the police. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they went down for it, but they went down for it for the art.
They went down for it because that's what we do. You know, that's what this is about. That's what that song's about. And, you know, that's what, like you were saying, that's what musicians do. And we got to push the buttons, push the envelope. Because if not us, then who? You know?
Right.
Exactly. Jerry Falwell ain't going to do it.
No, it's not. Yes. Hey, and do you hear that? Oh, no, I don't hear it either. No.
And now here's the flip side, brought to you by the Moral Majority. It's nothing.
I got you. Yeah.
Funny. I can't wait to listen to it. The song is called Skank Ho. Groove Keepers, our guests here on the Music of America podcast.
Get her name and her telephone number. Man, she was looking so good. But my friend walked up to me, grabbed me by the shoulder, and said, leave her alone. 'Cause she's a skank-ho, skank-ho. Ooh, yeah. Approach her real slow, real slow. I said, wait a minute, man. You my life, I'm grown, and I can do what I want to, because
from Columbus, Georgia. The Groove Keepers, our guest today, Stefan Caldwell Galladay, and I'm your host, Tom Pollard. I got your name right that time. You're not saying yes, you did. You should acknowledge I got your name right that time.
You got my name right, but you said Columbus, Georgia. It's Columbus, Ohio. Oh.
I guess what it means. It's been a long week today.
Hey man, but you know what? That's the only other place in the United States that Columbus is the name. It's Columbus, yeah. Georgia, or Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Yeah.
Hey, don't you see? Hey, look at me. You see the Buckeyes?
Oh, there we go.
National champions.
But made me think now. Yeah, they tried national champs. Congrats.
Yeah, because I heard my friend talking about how you've checked out the Blue Jackets before. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to the band that's on tomorrow after you, Sonic Sideways or something. I think is their name, Sonic. Skyways. And they're all Blue Jacket fans. I'm like, well, you know, your first general manager was the general manager for my St. Louis Blues. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, John Davidson.
Dang, wow, man. Yeah. I did not know that. I've been to a couple of Blue Jacket games. I mean, I like hockey. Of course, you know, hey, of course, I'm the only brother in the place, but that's okay.
Well, we get a few fellows that play ice hockey now.
You know,
you'll see a few fellows out on the ice there. Like Chris Rock said, though, he says, we don't want to dominate yet another sport. All right, we'll be coming back and talk about Hours, a song called Hours, in just a minute. The jingle that hits like a single, that's the slogan for Jingle Lingo, an advertising vehicle that's designed to create a unique and personal jingle to promote and position your business and make it stand out above the crowd. Think of all the musical jingles that you've heard through the years. Who wrote that? Who came up with that jingle? Jingle Lingo can and will put your business into higher vision and focus on all of your advertising needs. Jingle Lingo, custom made, custom designed with you and for you through the talents of accomplished singer-songwriter Courtney Davis Jackson, who got this idea during COVID. She writes music, she writes songs, and she needed to make money during COVID, so she'd go to her hairdresser, her grocery store, her nail salon, and she'd write a jingle for them. They incorporate that whole jingle in the whole advertising campaign. Now she barely has time to write songs because she's writing jingles. JingleLingo.com, the jingle that hits like a single. www.jinglelingo.com. And our guest is Stefan Caldwell Galladay from the Groove Keepers. I'm so worried I'm gonna say it wrong now. From Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, Ohio.
It's just so many words, man. It's been such a long day.
I understand, brother.
So the next song is called Hours. It's just a cool title, Hours. Because yeah. You can go so, and it's not with an H, it's Hours, like not mine, not yours, Hours. So tell me what Hours is about and what inspired you to write that.
Hours is about, you know, how some songwriters or people who can write, they write songs that are only their experience. But I'm good at writing vicariously, to where I can see different situations of other people.
Like, you know,
and Hours, it came to me because I was in a relationship where our love was something that I thought was special. So I took it from the very top of saying, the first time I looked into your eyes, you know that love thing goes, man, sometimes yes. It's just wrong, man. So then it just became Hours is the love that can last forever. I mean, I've done it with that funkiness, you know, yeah. With that upbeat thing, man. You know, you can see to hear that heavy bass in there, man. That boom, 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 boom. You know, but it was just about a relationship to where I'm paying a homage to someone to let them know that at this point in this time, ours is the love, and that's
sweet,
all
man.
That matters, man. Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a personal experience. It's just an experience that mankind, womankind in general experience.
Right. Yeah. Would have together. I mean, my parents, man, my father's passed away, man, you know, just 2 years ago. But I remember growing up with them and him and my mother. She's still alive. But looking at their love, where they had a love that would last forever. Forever. And that's all you would want. I know that's really sappy and everything.
No, it's making me think of Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, and Our Endless Love.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, that's the image I'm getting there, man. That same right. feel. Of course, you've got a little more funk to your song then,
mm-hmm.
than yeah. Lionel and Diana. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to it. The song is called Ours. Groove Keepers, our guest here on the Music of America podcast.
The first time I looked into your eyes, I knew you were the one for me. Your black hair and a smile that shines and shines, the smile only the angels wear. Ours is a love that can last forever. Ours is a love like the branches on the tree. Ours is a love.
A love that came from up above. I keep trying to fight it, but boy, I can't deny butterflies. Every time I see your face, I'm standing on the earth straight, lost in space. Can you relate to me? Test a vision what I see? Dance with me, holding hands, walking through the sand next to me. You know ours is a love that must be. It's fitting like a glove, somebody better pinch me. I'm falling in love. How did she reach me? Must have been the walks or the talks or the sparkle in her eyes. The poems are flowing and the rhythm makes the rhymes. But hard times, it's complicated my approach. My strategy's broke down cause I'm loving you the most. But trust is the capital concern. I played with fire before and got burned and learned.
A story told by young and old. Our the first light of the dawn, you'll be Yoko, and I'll be John. Hey, ours is a love that can last forever. Ours is a love like the branches on the tree. Ours is a love.
It's Thursday in Columbus with the Groove Keepers in Columbus, Ohio. Please note I gave us the right geographic location this time. And our guest is Stefan from the Groove Keepers. One more song coming your way after I introduce you to Trevor and Eileen Bild of Ordinary to Extraordinary Life. They have created, produced, and now manage the largest all-original indie music Roku channel, Otel Music Videos. They like to give back and help others. That's kind of like their life legacy. They want to welcome all new submissions, new varieties, all varieties rather of genres and art forms or whatever. Go to their website, www.oteluniverse.com. Once you get there, click on the What is Roku tab. And then on the drop down, click on Roku channels. Complete the submit video form and upload your video there. And then your video will be seen on their Roku channel. Now, Roku is seen in like 160 countries around the world, something like a viewership of 80 million people all worldwide. So make sure you check out their channel, add it to your Roku menu, give them a 5-star rating, upload your videos, and start to get seen on an international level at oteluniverse.com. That's O-T-E-L, Otel, Think of hotel without the H, hoteluniverse.com. We got time for one more song with Stefan Caldwell Galladay and the Groove Keepers, and he's going to be keeping the groove on the other side with a song called The Other Side. How'd I do?
Fantastic. That was a great segue, dude.
I was going to say, don't give up your day job, man. Shoot. How many shows, man? How many shows a year do you guys do?
Oh, man. Well, man, we're up to like a... Well, okay, now this is beginning... Okay, well, last year, okay, well, we're like two guests, so at least two shows a month. So that's like about 24, I mean, or however you would do it, and sometimes it'll come up to three, because I try to never turn a show down, especially since after the pandemic, you know, because I used mm-hmm. to play acoustic by myself more, and then when the pandemic happened... You know, I mean, I could get $250, man, to play for 2 hours. But now, but when the pandemic had, you know, I mean, I couldn't in good faith expect the dude to pay me $250 when there's only like, well, there's only two people in there and both of them have on masks.
Yeah. You can't tell if they're smiling or angry with each
other. Or if they have the boogaloo flu.
Boogaloo flu. So yeah. you wrote The Other Side, right?
Yes.
What's this other side about? Is it the other side of you, the other side of life? Because there was a song by who was it? I guess it was
Chili Peppers.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, take on to the other side. No, I was thinking. Right, yes. Oh, I was thinking. I know. I'm thinking it was the other guy, not the other side. Other guy won't be around.
This one was written in a dark time. Now this one was definitely about me and what I was going through, how I was lost in time. I mean, things, you know how, brothers, things can get so dark, you know, and just so heavy, especially as a musician, when you're really trying to make it, man, and you've put your life stock into it, man, and you know you got family and stuff like that, and you want to produce for them or make something out of it so that people don't think that you're wasting your time, you know, because people do that. I mean, and there's no slight on them, but if we don't keep doing this, I mean, you'll never make it. Like I say, hey, you can't win if you don't play. All right, cool. It just might take longer to win, man. It might take longer to win. And this is something that can help me win. But yeah, the other side talked about that, of the fact that I felt lost in time. And it was just so dark. And then I started to turn it into of how, being that it was dark and sad for me, that's okay. I'm gonna go to the other side. I'm gonna go to the other side. So I started reading stuff. There's a quote in there by William Shakespeare. The last one, it says, "Bitter clamor of two eager tongues is blood poured and perplexed into a froth." I still don't know what that means, Tom, but it sounds cool.
That sounds cool. and that is a line from a movie, man. And I can't think of what it is. The guy says, "What do you think of that?" He says, "I don't know." He goes, "I don't know. I remember, so don't sound cool."
Yes. The bitter clamor of two eager tongues. Oh, yeah, that's the fight. Yeah. Is blood poured and perplexed into a froth. So now we're getting angry.
It's all frantic. Yeah, all frantic.
Oh, yeah. You're a froth. You're foaming at the mouth. Yeah. And then the last line is, "Damnable. Both sides roam all alone on the other side."
Dude. I love that.
I love that too, man. And I still don't know what it means, but I have to know.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Too funny. Yeah, man. I wrote those songs, man. A guy named Michael Christian and different guys, man. Rock, because I've told you I've done different genres and stuff, man.
Yeah.
All of this stuff, it's finally given me a chance to pull it all together, man.
When you go into a studio, Stefan, with a song like this, and then because you got a vision of what it's going to feel like, not just what it's got to sound like, but you got a vision of what it's got to feel like.
Right.
So how do you know when everybody's on the same page and they all got that same feel that you can present something like this as a finished product?
Great question. And when I know that is when they see that I'm calm and that the angst in it, whether it's a soft song or anything, but because the one thing with music that I've discovered, man, is that you have to mean it in some kind of way, man. It could be flippant, but it was meant flippantly. It could mean sadness, it could mean strength, it could mean anger, but it has to mean that. And then once getting there in the studio, and then we calm down, and then I start my movements, because I know that me being a front man, lead singer, songwriter of it, that I at least have to set the bar of this is where we want it. This is where this is how I should feel. And this is how I want you to feel. Do you need another shot of Jack Daniels, motherfucker? What do you need?
But you're there. You're there. You're there to take it there either way.
That's what it is, man, because I do pay attention to that. Because I'll just say this real quick. One thing that I have discovered about being in the studio as opposed to playing live is in the studio, it's so hard to capture the live. You know what I mean? You want that energy of when it's live and when people are there and looking at you and stuff. But if you can capture the feeling of it being live and bring it into the studio, man, that's when a song will just fly, man.
You betcha. You betcha. It's when the energy's there, the magic's there too.
Right, man. Even though it's, I go by what the theory of inertia. Once it starts moving, damn it, it's going to keep moving.
You can't stop it. There you go.
You can't stop it, man. Yes.
Even if you get to the other side.
Yes.
Which is what we've just done. We got to the other side. The song, the last song we listened to with the Groove Keepers here on the Music America podcast, The Other Side.
Thank you.
The Other Side with the Groove Keepers from Columbus, Ohio. Boy, we got it all out right. Stefan, time to say goodbye, man. But before we say goodbye, this is the last segment of the show where we tie up any loose ends and cover anything we may have not covered well enough. And then we shamelessly self-promote the Groove Keepers. So this is your field. This is your floor. Have at it, man.
Cool. Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Tom Pollard. Being that I've been in this business for a while, yeah. I mean, I always aspired to, of course, make money. But at the beginning, it was always just the love for it. I mean, mm-hmm. love writing songs, love, you know, vicariously, or whether it was my own experience. And, you know, and I've been with some great musicians, you know, Michael Christian, just to name a few, man, Larry Johnson, Robert Madry of the Cool. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I'm signed with his record label. It's called Thicker Than Water Productions. And,
really?
Yeah, and I'm on all the major platforms and stuff, man. I released 3 albums. One was The Ends, which is Stefan Caldwell, The Ends. You can find that on the platforms. I've done reggae music because I always liked reggae. Me and Bob Marley are born on the same day. Hey, me, Bob Marley, and Ronald Reagan.
Wow. You're Aquarian then.
Yes, exactly, man. Yeah,
February 13th, brother, right here.
February 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just passed. So yeah, and other band members, man, that I've been around, and musicians, man, that have helped me move up and just allowed me to put out my vision. You know, now the Groove Keepers. This is the most recent and most present thing, and we're doing funk, we're doing soul, we're doing pop, we're doing rock and originals and. We got a website. You can check us out at Caldwell Galladay and the Groove Keepers, or just the Groove Keepers out of Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. We've been playing around, man. I've been beating this horse, man. You know, and being a musician, this is one of the jobs that you can actually die while you're doing it. You can die on stage, man.
Dude, I just heard about that. Some cat that did that years ago. That he was.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he's playing a set or whatever, and they thought it was part of the bit that he laid down. They thought he was just, you know, as a guitar player, he just laid down, and they thought
he laid down, right. And everybody, died. You know, people probably said, oh, man, he's killing it. He getting down.
He's not killing it. He's dead.
He's dead. Now, that was morbid, but it's okay, Tom. All right.
Well, we didn't say names, so maybe that's...
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
But, man, yes, it's nothing to laugh at, but it is kind of... bizarre. Yeah.
Because people, I mean, but it's in our wheelhouse as musicians that we know that, dude, you play it until the fucking wheels fall off.
We are the soldiers of music, man, and we will give it all.
Yes.
Here's a song for you, man. The soldiers of music. The soldiers of funk.
The soldiers of funk. I'm going to start writing it tonight. The soldiers of
funk. I want to hear that. That sounds so cool.
Soldiers. Oh, yeah, I like that. The soldiers of funk. Because a soldier is one who stands strong and follows orders, and the mission is more important than anything.
And he always delivers. Always delivers.
Yes.
Stefan, cool, man. I can't wait to hear it. I want to get you guys down to St. Louis, man, or I got to get up to Ohio, one or the other.
Hey, man, I've been to St. Louis, man. We've seen the arch and stuff, and you know, mm-hmm. and. Just riding through there because, I was in Missouri, someplace out there. I think Bigfoot is in Missouri, isn't he? He's running around.
No. Well, he might be. I don't know. I don't ever see him at Taco Bell, so I don't know.
All right. Hey, that's a story for another time, man.
There we go. Stefan, cool, man. Thank you so much. And I guess we should give a shout out to Christina.
Oh, yes, man. Yeah, Christina. Yeah, my baby, man. She's an excellent drummer. She's punk plays, man.
I'm talking about Christina Dorr. I'm talking about Christina Dorr.
Christina Dorr. Yeah, that's her.
Oh, she's a drummer? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. She's a drummer.
I didn't know that. I just thought she was an agent. Music producer, and that's how we got together, through her.
Right. Yeah, man. And she's really good, man. You know, smart, man. I mean, hey. A caring, kind person. And, you know, man, isn't it cool to have a good friend, a chick friend who plays music, too?
Are you kidding me? Amen.
I always loved the women's take on music. They have a different thing to it, man.
Got to be careful. Then we got to be careful. We don't want to be labeled as misogynist. So
No. I'm just giving him their side. No, I'm not a misogynist. No.
There
no,
you
no.
go.
Yeah, no. But just her side. They're look at Heart, man. They're music, man.
You know just talking mean? About this last night. Just talking about Heart and
Heart, man. Yeah, I do. My favorite one, but I hear the ticking of the clock.
Oh, it's such a great
That song is bad, man.
It really is. Really is.
Till now.
Bounce. I'm gonna bounce on you. Go listen to some Heart now.
Thank you, man.
On my guitar.
You play guitar?
I own guitars. That's what I told
you. You own guitars. Well, yeah, I play Fender Strat, but what you got, man?
I got a Strat. I got a Tele. I got a couple of PRSs. I got a Les Paul. I got a Super 12 string of Johnny Reed. J.R. Reed was a St. Louis blues legend. I got his old Super 12 string, and I got his old, this is really showing my age, but he had an old Global that I bought from him because he wanted to buy some wine.
Hand to God, man.
Hand to God. It's got all these old P90s on it, man. And I play some blues with that thing, and I just love it. I just love it. It'll stay in tune for about a song, you know, because it's this old plywood guitar.
Oh yeah, I love it. Hey, one last question before you go. Strat and the Tele. What do you find is the difference? Because I know Prince played a Tele, and then most people play. It seems like Strat. I mean, what is your take on the difference
between Strat? To me, the Strat is more soulful. It's got a deeper, more soulful, richer, lower register to it. And the Tele is brighter, and it's like a Springsteen rock and roll guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm more of a blues man. So, you know, I like that Strat sound. I like that Stevie Ray, Buddy Guy, Buddy Ray kind of sound, Clapton kind of sound. You know, that's my groove. Right. And nothing against Zeppelin or these guys that, you know, Fogerty was a Tele guy, you know, loved a lot of John.
Hey, Buck Owens was a
Tele. Yeah. Not to take away from it, but it's just most of the time in the earlier days of rock and roll was too twangy for me. That was the sound they were going for. They wanted a flavor of that country and the flavor of this new R&B sound they called rock and roll.
So they melded them together. So the Strat was before the Tele then, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm going to look that up. All right.
There you go. And then come over and play with my guitars and tell me which one you like best.
I would love to. Hey, man, me and Christina would definitely come there, man. Definitely.
Right on, man. Well, you know how to get here. Now you got my number.
Cool. Much love and respect, Tom Pollard. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Stefan Caldwell Galladay and the Groove Keepers here on the Music America podcast. We wrap up Ohio tomorrow with a band called Sonic Skyway. So join us here tomorrow on the Music of America podcast. You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. We invite you to follow us at our website, www.musicofamericapod.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, under the same name, Music of America. Please check us out and give us a like and a follow. Every day, Monday through Friday, we will feature a new guest from that week's featured state. Keep following us as we evolve on these platforms to continue to give members of the music community a voice and a presence. And thank you for listening to the Music of America podcast.